From the Heart, January 26. The Word in Human Form. He taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Clad in the vestments of humanity, the Son of God came down to the level of those he wished to save. In him was no guile or sinfulness. He was ever pure and undefiled. Yet he took upon him our sinful nature, clothing his divinity with humanity that he might associate with fallen humanity. He sought to redeem for humanity that which by disobedience Adam had lost, for himself and for the world. In his own character, Jesus manifested to the world the character of God. He pleased not himself, but went about doing good. His whole history for more than 30 years was of pure, disinterested benevolence. Can we wonder that those who heard him were astonished at his teaching? He taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. The teaching of the scribes and the Pharisees was a continuous repetition of fables and childish traditions. Their opinions and ceremonies rested on the authority of ancient maxims and rabbinical sayings, which were frivolous and worthless. Christ did not dwell on weak, insipid sayings and human theories. As one possessing higher authority, he addressed his hearers, presenting before them momentous subjects, and his appeals carried conviction to their hearts. The opinion of all, expressed by many who were not able to keep silent, was, "Never man spake like this man." The Bible teaches the whole will of God concerning us. The teaching of this word is exactly that needed in all circumstances in which we may be placed. It is a sufficient rule of faith and practice, for it is the voice of God speaking to the soul, giving the members of his family directions for keeping the heart with all diligence. If this word is studied, not merely read, but studied, it furnishes us with a storehouse of knowledge which enables us to improve every God-given endowment. All who come to the Word of God for guidance, with humble, inquiring minds, determined to know the terms of salvation, will understand what saith the Scripture. We need to humble our hearts and with sincerity and reverence search the Word of Life, for that mind alone that is humble and contrite can see light. The Lord speaks to the heart that humbles itself before Him.